You are listening to KVSH LP 101.9 FM live from the Gene Bosch Broadcast Studio here in the bustling and bodacious downtown Vachon. And we are live here in the studio with Art Chippendale and Carter Castle. Over to you, gentlemen.
I'm just here to host Carter here, who is a terrific musician, poet, and songwriter. And so he's really the star of the show for the next hour. You won't be listening to me much. But I thought we'd start out with a piece of music that you've written. I'm not sure we'll, and recorded. I'm not sure we'll listen to the entire thing, but I think it will give everybody a taste of what's to come, and we can converse about that a little bit. So, you ready to go, Kate?
Lonely orphan shivers, streets are wet with rain. Boats drift down a river, there's cargo on a train. A soldier dies in battle, the lonely orphan moans and sleeps down by the river and wanders on. Figure crouches beneath an open sky. Mothers pray to heaven, she's seen the falcon fly. She knows the ancient whispers, she knows the plaintive sigh. She knows that blood and vengeance is hidden in their eyes. The lake shines like a mirror beyond the garden grass. The sun is like a fire that burns inside a glass. Farmers building shelter to keep away the frost. And no one hears a prayer of a wanderer who's lost. Shadows fill the mountain, the wind blows through my head. Stubborn and immortal, I was given to despair. I've seen the Holy Savior that hangs upon a cross. I've heard them holy rollers as they gather on the moss. Thank you. drawing nearer. The sky is turning gray. Sergeant comes to see her. Her lover's gone away. She looks into the mirror. No memories of it. Her heart is growing weary.
Well, that's really something. Mm. So, it's very introspective, and the sound is lovely. And so you were playing that with a band.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the band. Who was playing with you then?
Steve Amsden was on the guitar. Jack Barbash was. Actually playing a harp, and Bob Keeger was on the bass, and a guy named I forget the drummer's name right now, but he was a great drummer. I really liked him a lot. He's a local kid who grew up here and is off now somewhere in America making music.
Well, that's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you traveled a lot, and you've been, lived on the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
were up in New York, mm-hmm. played in New York City mm-hmm. with a number of different people. So mm-hmm. I imagine you got a lot of influences early on.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone that stands out to you as?
Well, I grew up on a farm in southern Maryland, but I moved to New York.
Uh-huh.
I also lived in Asia for a number of years when I was 11, 12, and 13, and traveled around Asia with my family.
Yeah.
My dad was in the Foreign Service, so it changed me. It made me love travel an awful
mm-hmm.
lot,
and mm-hmm.
Pluralism. So, back in the U.S., age 13, 14, I was like any typical kid of that age, in the early 1960s, transistor radio to my ear at night, listening to whatever turned me on. And, I'd hear a song by somebody and I'd stay up the rest of the night waiting to hear it again, until it came on.
Yeah, we all remember those days,
yeah.
Right? Before FM even.
Yeah. So I had a lot of influences, and I think reaching really back far is Will Rogers. I don't know why, I just was very taken with Will Rogers. I feel like a lot of folk musicians focused on his ability to stretch across the canvas in terms of what America stood for.
And, mm-hmm.
I thought Bob Dylan did that. I thought John Prine did that.
Yeah.
Somebody not well known, Paul Siebel from Buffalo. Mm-hmm. So they were my first real influences. I don't know. I practiced sounding like them as much as I could for a long time, and finally, I think my wife said, "Carter, you're growing, but." You got to really find your own voice sometimes. So I worked at that. And I got enamored with the idea of not just playing other people's music, but trying to find a way to express my own impressions in songs. So I overheard Paul McCartney once say, scrambled eggs, oh, baby, how I dig your legs. That was the start of Yesterday.
Ah, so, yeah, sounds right.
So that just fell into his lap, in a way that, of course, he changed the lyrics, obviously.
Right.
But his wife had just brought him breakfast. So and there were other artists like that. Patti Smith, for one, was somebody who danced around in her apartment in New York with a transistor radio, with a recording radio, one of those little devices, and just hummed and made noise and tried to deliver some lyrics from it. Sounds simple, but I think that she was after something poetic in terms of the subconscious, and it fed her. And so that was a link for me to the idea of writing songs.
So sometimes just vocalizing a feeling can launch you into a song, or at the start of a song.
Right, and later transforming it, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So,
I've noticed your voice. When I first heard of the first few cuts of this CD, I thought, which is, the CD is Close Calls and Far Cries.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you sounded a lot like Kris Kristofferson.
Mm.
And, with the baritone and that sort of thing. And he, he influenced so many people, I think, because, and brought that country style to pop as much as anybody else did. Unfortunately, he passed last week, but.
Yeah. Yeah, he's well known for a story I'm not sure is entirely true. I think there might be some truth to it, but he hired a helicopter and flew into Johnny Cash's backyard and handed him a song to get his start in life, Of course, he was a Rhodes Scholar and all that, everybody knows, but he was a force in that period of time.
Right.
Country and rock music. So
yeah, yeah.
He influenced it quite a lot. I admire him.
So many of your songs seem to have traveling and lost love as a theme. And I wonder if that's just been something that you just naturally tend to go to, or.
Well, I think you're talking about authenticity, and people write, they need to write from their souls or from some source within themselves that has meaning. So you hear, I grew up with bubblegum music too, and some of it I enjoyed, but I still felt like the poetic realm seemed to expand consciousness an awful lot about how we manage our lives. And I want to quote something from Will Rogers. Good judgment comes from experience, and a lot of that comes from bad judgment. You got to go out on a limb sometimes, because that's where the fruit is. So the beat poets were very influential, I thought, to the early folk musicians. And,
sure.
I thought that I'd read as much as I could of the beat poets, so I did. But everybody.
Yeah, there was so much more creativity and authenticity, I think, that came out of that era of the 60s and the 70s.
Absolutely.
Before it became so commercialized.
Yes.
Actually starting from about 73 on, and it was never quite the same, but from the going back to 1980, and again, and then the 80s were just crazy. It was
it became very commercialized very quickly.
Yeah, and loud.
Mm-hmm. And loud, yes.
So if you're up for entertaining us a little bit, love to hear you play something.
Sure.
What do you think you want to start with?
Well, let's see. I'll just have to get behind the guitar. I never know for sure.
Okay.
It's okay.
Sometimes just starting is the way to go. You're listening to The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 LPFM. We're doing a live show tonight with Carter Castle, my guest. He's a well-known musician here on the island, and I think you'll enjoy what he has to sing.
Sometimes I can't hold back the feeling. Don't I wish I'd left behind? It's so hard to keep revealing. Separated from your mind. Well, I told you that story. Is the picture coming through? I was standing by the river. I was waiting for you. Two hearts beating lonely through a pair of blue eyes. Did you think we were heroes making love and telling lies? You can't keep a heart from yearning. Talking somewhere far below. You might ask me a question, and you shook your head and turned to go. And that hard, hungry feelings were trying to break through, but that cold-hearted stealing was the only way we knew. Come and see me sometime, darling, when the snow is falling fine, when the world outside is raving. Is it the same inside your mind? Two hearts beating lonely through a pair of blue eyes. Did you think we were heroes making love and telling lies? You might have grown up in a small town, heard the sound of the radio, read the same Sunday funnies, seen the same midnight shows. Yeah, your father, I heard he ran off. You know, my own up and died. We were trying to get together. It's not as though we hadn't tried. That hard, hungry feeling was trying to break through, and this cold-hearted stealing was the only way we knew. Keep on talking, darling, until it comes out straight and true. I've seen the signs out on the doorway. Someday we're gonna make it through.
two hearts beating lonely through a pair of blue eyes. Did you think we were heroes, making love and telling lies? Now you promise to be faithful, and I promise to be true. We both paid our share of ransom, so I leave it up to you. And that hard, hungry feeling trying to break through, and this cold-hearted stealing was the only way we knew.
Thank you.
This is Art Chippendale, and you're listening to Voice of Vashon, 101.9 LPFM, and our guest tonight is Carter Castle, playing live here in the studio, and we'll hear more from him in just a moment.
Okay, so I'm going to do a song that comes out of... I see a rain cloud, I feel a strong wind. I see a road sign, I see your bright eyes. I see a blue haze around your strong face, and I'll be there, yeah, I'll be there. I'm standing close by, I feel your hand reach across the ocean, across a wide beach. You're like a sailor who climbs a tall mast. Your destination, you'll find it long last. And I'll be there, yeah, I'll be there. Something pulling on me, I can tell. Now the tautness slack, waiting for me up around the bend. I'm not holding back. I see the earth turn beneath a dark sky, and though my heart yearns, but I may know why. And just like a heartbeat out on the coastline, oh, I'll be there, yeah, I'll be there. Something pulling on me, I can tell. Neither taut nor slack, waiting for me up around the bend. I'm not holding back.
I see a rain cloud, I feel a strong wind. I see a road sign, I see your bright eyes. I see a blue haze around your strong face. Oh, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there. Something pulling on me, I can tell. Neither taut nor slack. Waiting for me up around the bend. I'm not holding back.
And what was the title of that?
I'll be there.
Okay. Thank you. It's great.
Okay, let's see if we got another song here. Let's see.
We're just waiting for Carter to put on a capo here, so.
So many times not to show, but oh, you kept me breathing. I could feel my own heart beating. Still, I've never asked you why. Why are these questions in your eyes? I would keep to myself all of the reasons so dear. I would keep you clear from all the reasons I have. I would hold you when you're near and feel safe when you disappear. And no longer wonder why are these questions in your eyes? Keep me posted. Don't let go. Though I pretend sometimes that I don't know. When the moon was slowly risen from the night wind, we learned to listen. Now the evenings are filled with sighs for all the questions in our eyes. Let me hold you when you know. Don't want to see you turn or go. Though it's easy or plain to see, why the moon shines on me when the sun sets at sea. I'll be asking why are these questions in your eyes?
Just remind you that you're listening to Voice of Vashon, 101.9 LPFM. We're listening to Carter Castle and his poetry and his music. Stick around. There's more to come.
Thank you to Windermere Real Estate, whose support makes our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
Voice of Vashon programming support is brought to you by Island Insurance Center, trusted agents ready to help you navigate the insurance world and find the best coverage for your insurance needs. Whether it's for your home, auto, small business, farm, or nonprofit, don't wait for peace of mind. Contact us today. To schedule a free policy review and to learn more, visit Island Insurance Center.
This is called I Don't Believe in Dreams. I'm sailing up the river, I'm crossing banks and streams. Just a moment, I think I want to do this up here. Sorry. Sailing up the river, I'm crossing banks and streams. Oh, I'm sailing up the river, I'm crossing banks and streams. Since I lost you, I don't believe in dreams. If the end is beginning, I'm only trying to find my way. Oh, if the end is beginning, I'm only trying to find my way. I'm looking everywhere, I'm traveling all alone. And I wonder what's become of you of late. Oh, I wonder what's become of you of late. I think I know I saw you by the old front gate.
weather's getting heavy, the wind is blowing overhead. Oh, the weather's getting heavy, winds are blowing overhead. I'm sitting in this room just thinking about the things you said. If you want it so bad, you want it so bad, you'll steal. If you want it so bad, you want it so bad, you'll steal. Take a look into my heart, I'm just telling you the way I feel. Sailing up the river, I'm crossing banks and streams. Oh, I'm sailing up the river, I'm crossing banks and streams. But since I lost you, I don't believe in dreams.
Say, where are we on the time factor here?
Oh, okay. I think we've got another 20 minutes or so.
Well, why don't you ask me more questions? And then
okay.
I'll be able to get back into the music part of it.
So, you mentioned that you had been in the Orient. You'd been where? To Singapore or?
Yeah, at Singapore. I was 11 when I arrived in Singapore, uh-huh. And it was still a colony of Britain, and it was really fun for me because my parents were out all the time, and I was free to travel all over the island. There was a lot of public transport, and I'd just get on a bus and go wherever it took me, and just wander around the city. It was a big port city, so there's just tons of stuff happening there, and Chinese, Malay, Indonesians, Sikhs, you know, Indians, all kinds of people. Fascinating, really. And I lived right across from a kampong, which is a word for a village with, you know, they grew pigs and pineapple and
yeah,
bananas. But in front of me were shepherds bringing cows and sheep and all kinds of critters down the road across the front of my house. So it was a rare experience. I just really loved it.
It must have been very different from where you come from. And
yeah, I'll say very different. Coming back to the East Coast and living real close to D.C. got me involved in music there. So there were lots of clubs I played in, open mics, you know, that sort of thing, and then played on the streets. Got invited when I was heard on the streets to play in clubs. I saw Leonard Cohen for the first time there, which really moved me. I was out of high school. I hitchhiked up to Cape May and near Boston. And while I was hitchhiking, some teachers picked me up and said, "You look hungry. Do you need a job?" And they took me to an amusement park, and I got a job and slept on the floor. And one night, some waitresses came home. They were sleeping on the floor, and they put Leonard Cohen on, and just spun my head, you know. So I creeped out over to the record player, turned it over, to make sure I could hear the other side.
That sounds fascinating.
Those kind of influences, you know, you don't forget.
And I heard you went to Afghanistan at one point. Is that true?
Yeah. I was there before the Russians were. Just rolled in. This would be around 78. And there was only one paved road, and the Russians had built it right into Kabul, the capital. So their tanks came rolling in, but I was gone by then, just narrowly. Afghanistan was just a really strange and wonderful, wild country. It's just, I remember being in the back of these travel trucks where there was just benches to sit on, and we were crossing the desert, you know, all night. And the Afghanis would get up and sing to Allah, of course, after consuming lots of hashish, you know. Ilala, they go on and on until they would pass out. It's pretty wonderful. And then we'd get to this town called Maimana, which was a little oasis, just palm trees and hardly any buildings at all. But there was a hotel, an old ramshackle hotel, and the guy who ran it was also the mayor of Maimana. But he had actually visited D.C., so he had traveled himself, and so it was quite an unusual thing. I remember that was with my first wife, and we had taken a lot of pictures all the way through Afghanistan, and when we got out of the truck, we left it behind, the bag full of camera and all that stuff. And the driver and his assistant disappeared, of course, and we thought, well, that's done. But an hour or two later, they arrived at the front of the hotel and brought the bag full of all the pictures, just out of honor.
Wow. That's got to kind of renew your faith in people, doesn't it?
It does, because I really had a story. It was I had a fight with the driver because he's trying to get more money out of me the whole time. And we ended up rolling around in the sand together, punching each other. I never thought he would show up and bring that bag back full of stuff.
An international incident.
Yeah, I know. It's really something.
So all this traveling you did as a young man and as a boy, did that sort of leave you later in life with a wanderlust, a desire again to go back on the road? And
constantly, yeah. So I've gone back to India a couple of times and Southeast Asia and up and down throughout Central and South America. And so I still plan to go maybe this February away again and try to do some more traveling.
Sure.
You know,
Do you play when you're away?
I took a guitar with me every time I went. Mm-hmm. And I was a beginner and still am somewhat, but I've met a lot of people who were very proficient. Some were professionals, and so they were traveling too, and they just played like angels, you know.
Mm.
Pretty wonderful. So you had to have a lot of humility to do that, you know.
Yeah, so, to sit next to someone who's just so good, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So are you going to entertain us with another song? What have you got?
Let's see if we can muster up one here. Okay, this is called Mississippi Pharaohs.
Again, you're listening to Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, coming to you from Vashon Island. We've got Carter Castle in the studio, and got my ear. Hope he has yours too.
So during the pandemic, you know, all of us locked in, and I was feeling really, really itchy about getting out, and so I had to make up a song about going somewhere fun, you know. Just to hear the angels sing. Where the
Mississippi Pharaohs, where they sway and swing. Yeah, we gather by the river, where the sun is going down. Yeah, we gather by the river, where the sun is going down. When you get that rhythm, you'll get down to kiss the ground. Hey, now why don't you come with me? What you got to lose? Hey, why don't you come with me? What you got to lose? You'll be dancing after midnight. You'll be kicking off your shoes. If you listen to the music, you'll get the rhythm and the flow. If you listen to the music, you'll get the rhythm and the flow. All the way from Appaloosa to the Gulf of Mexico, where there may be with shady weather, heaven ever knows. There may be rainy weather, only heaven ever knows. We'll sleep down by the river till the river to Memphis just to hear the angels sing, where the Mississippi Pharaohs, where they sway and swing, where the Mississippi Pharaohs, where they sway and swing.
I was thinking about Lead Belly when you were playing that song.
Thinking about what?
Lead Belly.
Oh, yeah, Lead Belly. Yeah, great, great guy.
You know,
yeah.
It was, yeah.
Well, I like those very simple kind of, you know, what's his name? Lomax, you know, who traveled all over the country.
Alan Lomax.
Alan, exactly, yeah. Great, you know, because the guy just, he understood that these were really amazing poetic kind of performers who were just sitting on the side of, you know, a saloon somewhere and trying to entertain and make a dollar.
Yeah, and if he hadn't recorded them, all that would have been lost.
Mississippi John Hurt, for example.
Right.
Yeah. And, gosh, I had, I'd tell you a sad story, though, but played in Folk City in New York, and I played in a couple other clubs on Bleecker Street. Dave Van Ronk was a big deal back in those days. And sad thing about the story is that after I left, Folk City became a McDonald's. So it goes, you know.
Wow.
But it was a great place. There were lines of people coming to do their 5 minutes, you know, on stage for open mic once a week. So there were a line all the way down the street and around, and half of them were from New Jersey, too.
Wow.
So, a lot of enthusiasm, and it was the early 80s. They were trying to revive folk music.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a cool thing. I liked it a lot.
Kind of sounds like Nashville, you know, which, yeah. the singer-songwriter capital of the world, right?
And quite a few prominent, successful artists got identified there and made a career. So
yeah,
it's too bad because there just aren't that many places like that left, or venues, if I'm saying. Well, I think that's about all. I'm good for art.
Okay.
about you?
I was going to have you take us out with something, but it's moving on to, we got about 5 minutes left. So have you got any gigs lined up or any other opportunities that to hear you play?
You know, the only gig that I have is going and getting an operation on my arm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's gotten there, so I have to do that. You got it, exactly. I mean, there's these things at the Coop often, open mics that happen. Steve Amston sponsored it, or Chris Anderson. And they're going to do John Prine night, I think, on the 12th, and I'm going to be in that. So that'll be fun. Usually there's a lot of very, you know, talented musicians show up to back up everybody if they want that. If they want to do a solo, you have a choice in the matter.
Yeah.
So it's pretty nice. And I'm a little disappointed that venues have been disappearing on the island, and there's not that many places to play. But I still really very grateful for Vashon. You know, it's a great place. And,
right.
My wife and I always looked for a place with creative artists, you know.
If you want to pick a tune from your CD, Close Calls, Frost Eyes, to take us out of the show, which one would you like to hear?
Oh, you mean, yeah, go ahead. Close Calls would be fine.
That's track number one. Great. It's been great talking to you. I thank
Likewise.
You so much for coming in to the studio and entertaining the masses here on
yeah,
Vashon.
Well, thank you. It was a nice experience, and I appreciate it. I'm glad that you're doing this, and I hope you keep inviting other artists to come and
That's
share
the plan.
With
yeah.
Them.
Yeah. First
great.
Fridays.
All right.
Okay.
More power to you, Lord. Good.
He grew up outside of the city, in a red, white, and blue collar town, where they cut down the trees and bought color TVs, all for a few dollars down. He could have been more than a victim, though he tried in his way to be free. He drank and he took drugs, all his heroes were thugs. They always got caught on TV. But his close calls, far cries, and the gun and his eyes were open wide. Time that I've never forgotten, one time when he fell to his knees. I recall how he cried when his father had died from a strange kind of family disease. I was living near Mexico City, in a town where the news finally spread. That man that I'd known well sent a friend straight to hell. He put a bullet through the back of his head. But his close calls, far cries, and the gun and his eyes were open wide. Turned to the scene of that murder, where the bullet had never been found.
body of his victim fell down. On the floor lay an old picture album. I remember how he made me laugh. And stuck into that page was a bullet that raced straight through his own photograph. But his close calls, far cries, sometimes late in the evening, or early in a cold morning frost, I stare into the sky and ask myself why he doesn't even know.